fierce adventure. Fierce romance. Seems the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Chico, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Sancho Ramalho. The Cisco Kid.
Question.
Presenting Alonzo the Great, the most phenomenal sword swallower in the Western Hemisphere. For his opening number, Alonzo will swallow a 16-inch blade home to razor sharpness. Alonzo!
While cigarette smoking is indeed hazardous to your health, it can also be hazardous to your occupation. Kick the habit. Join the unhooked generation. This reminder from the Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Lady Sheriff of Sandy Gulch. Patricia Perkins, weight 250 pounds, was an outspoken two-gun broth of a lady. Moreover, by virtue of male chivalry and lack of adequate opposition, she was sheriff of Sandy Gulch County. But since news traveled slowly in the early days of the Old West, few bad men heard of the lady sheriff, and those who did hear didn't believe it. As our story opens, Badger Jones and Crowfoot Snyder are lying in wait for the morning stage out of Sandy Gulch.
You sure this is a stage road, Badger?
Of course I'm sure. Look at them wheel ruts.
Well, all right, I was just asking. I never been in this county before.
Neither have I. But anybody ought to be able to see that. Now listen, Crowfoot. When the stage comes along, we're going to stop it,
yeah?
See? The sheriff will be on the stage, going over to Cactus City on business. We'll take him with us just long enough to get the keys to the Sandy Gulch jail. And we'll dump him out in the desert on our way in.
Well, I guess I know all that, Badger.
Well, I just wanted to make sure. Sometimes you get things mixed up, Crowfoot.
How do you know the sheriff will be on this stage?
There's a couple of our boys overheard the marshal in Cactus City tell how the sheriff was coming over by stage Monday morning on legal business. And after we get them keys, we'll ride on to Sandy Gulch and let Jeff Dalton out of that jail. Get ready now. Here's the stage.
Yeah, sure, we'll be glad to move around. It's cold doing nothing.
Draw your gun, Crowfoot.
Yeah.
Now, when I stop the stage, you keep them horses from bolting.
All right.
Come on. All right, pull up them horses.
Hey, what are we stopping for, driver? What's going on out there?
You'll find out, ma'am. Oh, just you and this little shrimp, eh, ma'am? Well, judging by that star, he's the one we want. Come out of there, you.
Oh, hey, quit that.
Keep him covered, Crowfoot.
Yeah. Why, you maverick, you two-legged coyote.
Shut up and get back in there.
Well, I'll get back nothing as soon as I can get my guns under my coat.
Guns, well, in that case. Yeah. Now, if I could just push you back into the state. There. Now, get out of here fast, driver, and don't look back.
Yeah, you oughtn't have done that, Badger.
Done what?
Gun whipped a woman. That ain't polite.
Think I want to get shot? Anyway, I didn't gun whip her hard. All right, you, Sheriff. Hand over the keys to the jail.
I got the keys.
Come on, come on.
I ain't the sheriff neither.
What?
I'm only the deputy. My wife's the sheriff.
What? A lady sheriff?
cops.
That star of yours does say deputy, don't it?
Well, was that your wife on the stage?
I sure was, mister. Elected last month. I'm Pee Wee Parkin.
Has she got the keys?
Yes.
He may be lying, Crowfoot. Take his guns and search him.
Well, I never heard of no lady sheriff. Turn around, Humby. I'll look through your pocket. He ain't got no keys on him, Badger.
Now, blaze it. Now, come on, then. Leave the little shrimp here. We gotta go after that stage. Just my blasted luck. Come there. Come on. Get there.
Lady Sheriff, she's called?
Si, a lady sheriff, Pancho. Sheriff Patricia Perkins of Sandy Gulch.
But Pancho never heard about the lady sheriff before, Cisco.
You'll hear a lot about this one, amigo, before she gets through her term of office.
Oh?
She has sworn to run the banditos out of her county, and I believe she will.
Oh, Pancho thinks you see the stage coming, Cisco.
Oh, si. She's coming along here soon.
Cisco know this lady sheriff, huh?
No, but we have mutual friends, Pancho.
But Cisco do not know the lady sheriff. Why we go to Sandy Gulch to see this lady sheriff?
Because her first prisoner is an hombre who calls himself Joe Smith.
Joe Smith?
Senora suspects he is the bandido chief, Jeff Dalton.
Oh.
So she sent word to ask if we would ride to Sandy Gulch and identify him.
Oh, see. We know that hombre, Jeff Dalton. The sheriff expected this morning, Cisco?
Not necessarily, Pancho. I sent word we would be over within the next day or so.
Uh-huh.
But since we finish our mission in Cactus City ahead of time, let us give the stage room to pass, amigo. Come on, Diablo.
Go, go. Give the stage room pass now. Come on.
Hey, you driver. Where your carnation, you pink girl going? Drop that horse.
Oh, lady's mad, Chico.
Yeah, I would say she is, Chico.
Drop them horses, I tell you.
Mad.
Why didn't you? Well, who are you two, Aubrey? Well, get them up, both of you. Come on, I'll reach. Who are you?
Be careful with those guns, senora.
The impatient one to get shot this morning.
I'm the Cisco Kid, and this is my compañero, Pancho.
Oh, well, come on down off of them there horses, and let me have a look at you. Oh,
si, senora. Si, senora.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're the Cisco Kid and Pancho. On your way to Sandy Gulch, huh?
Si, senora.
I didn't expect you quite so soon. I'm Sheriff Pat Perkins.
Have you been hurt, senora sheriff?
Si, the senora sheriff got a big lump on her forehead.
A couple of sidewinders topped the stage ways back. One of them gunned with me, and I guess the two of them just made off with my husband, Pee-wee.
How far back did this happen, senora?
I don't know. Just come to a minute ago. Hey, driver, turn them horses around. We're going back.
Pancho and I will ride ahead of you. We can pick up the trail where those hombres stopped the stage.
Cisco, get those hombres for you, senora. Cisco, find your husband.
I don't need any help. All I want to do is get my hands on those two wall-eyed mavericks, and I'll tie them in knots.
Pancho, think the senora will do it too, Cisco?
I have no doubt. Let us get started, Pancho. To fight about it?
Do you want to fight about it?
Come on, Crowfoot.
Very well, we will end it as soon as we can.
That's a punchy zombie, Diego. Right in the chin.
I would rather take care of him for you, Pancho. As soon as I take care of this, you wonder.
Oh, hey, no, Cisco, he bounced.
Now, for you.
He bounced twice.
Oh,
he's the same, Cisco.
Did you, Cisco? Well, I'll take over now. Where's my husband, you scoundrel? Oh, come on, tell me. What did you do with Pee-wee? You there, get up on your feet.
Un momento, senora sheriff. There's an hombre walking this way. Far back along the trail.
Where? Here. Oh, that's him, that Pee-wee Cisco.
We didn't hurt him none, ma'am.
So you're the hombre the gun with me, huh? Well, by
Jesus. He's got a right to defend himself when anybody starts to pull a gun on him, ma'am.
What did you take Pee-wee for? Well, come on, talk up.
Well, you see, ma'am, we want
to... Shut up, Crowfoot.
I'll do the talking. A friend of ours lost a lot of money to a card sharp named Perkins. We heard a hombre by the name of Perkins was going to be on the stage. We figured this was the same fella, so we took him to get our friend's money for him.
What do you think, Cisco?
I do not know, senora. These hombres are strangers to me.
I never see them neither, senora.
Well, all right, then. Seeing how Pee-wee's walking along like he ain't heard, I'll let you go this time.
It might be well to hold him, senor, until the senor gets here. He might have a different story.
I make up my own mind, Cisco. All right, you galoots just get.
I sure will, ma'am.
You bet.
And keep out of my county.
Yeah, you bet. Cisco,
do you think those hombres tell the truth?
I doubt it, Pancho. But then we are not the sheriff of the county. No. Come, let us go meet Senor Pee-wee.
Pee-wee, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, but Dad blamed them hombres.
Yeah, as long as it didn't hurt you, that's all I care about. He'll shake hands here with the Cisco kid, Pee-wee. Cisco, this is my husband and deputy.
I am very happy to know you, Senor Pee-wee.
Same to you, Cisco.
And this here is Pancho.
Aren't you glad to know you, Senor Pee-wee?
Howdy, Pancho.
Why did those hombres take you from the stage, senor?
Gee, why? Blast their hides. They thought I was the sheriff. They wanted the keys to our jail.
They did? The keys?
Yeah. When they found out you was the sheriff, they started out at the stage again.
But why would they want the keys to the jail?
You have a prisoner in your jail, have you not, senora?
Why, yes.
Whom you think may be Jeff Dawson?
Oh, I begin to understand, Cisco. I suppose I'd better get back to Sandy Gulch in case they try to break him out. But I sure ought to be getting back to Cactus City this morning.
Pancho and I will watch the jail for you if you wish, senora.
Yeah, it's cool in the jail. And Pancho take a nice siesta there, too, huh?
There'll be no siesta, Chico, if you are guarding a jail.
No siesta.
Well, I don't know, Cisco. I ain't too well acquainted with you, you know.
Oh, we've heard a lot about the Cisco kid. He's all right, Patricia.
Well, all right. I'll take a chance. Yeah, here's the key, Cisco.
Gracias, senora.
Now, that Joe Smith hombre turned out to be Jeff Dawson. Just watch him close, because he is a bad one.
We will watch him.
We both watch him, senora.
Well, come on, Pee-wee. Let's get into Cactus City. Oh, yeah, one thing more, Cisco. I'm much obliged to you.
It's a mighty fast ride, Badger. This horse of mine's most winded.
He's right fast, Crowfoot. Get here ahead of Cisco and that other sidewinder.
Yeah, we just about made it, circling clear away around the hill.
Yeah, they're most here now.
Yeah. How do you know Cisco's got them keys, Badger?
What do you suppose I got these field glasses for? I saw the lady sheriff hand them over to him.
Yeah, but why'd you give them to him?
How do I know? Maybe to guard the jail while she's away. The point is, he's got them. Now get this, Crowfoot.
Yeah.
You're mighty good with a rope. When Cisco and the other one ride past just below us, rope them and hold them so I can cover them and get their guns.
Yeah, all right, Badger. Yeah.
All right, Hustle. Get that rope ready. They're almost here. Make sure of them now, Crowfoot.
Yeah, they're as good as rope right now.
All right. Let her go. Nice work, Crowfoot. Don't try to get them guns here, Cisco. You either.
Easy, hombre, Cisco.
Hey, what do you banditos want?
We're going to truss you up like a turkey and leave you out here in the brush. Then we're going to take them keys and turn Jeff Dalton loose.
Oh, so it is Jeff Dalton in that jail.
That's right. And when Jeff hears we got you, Cisco, he's going to come back here after you. Jeff ain't got any love for you.
Eh? Now, let me tell you this. When Pancho and I get away, we are coming after you and tell that Coyote Dalton the same.
Yeah, Coyote Dalton the same.
You come on them horses, Crowfoot. Yeah. Going to get away, are you?
Yeah, I believe we will.
Yeah, we'll see about that. You first, Pat. What?
You will regret this, hombre.
Yeah, but not as much as you will. Let's go. Oh! I'll hold him for a while. And when Jeff Dalton gets here, he'll finish him off. Tie him up, Crowfoot. We'll get going to that jail.
It looks as though Cisco and Pancho are again in danger of losing their lives. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
This is Hugh Downs with another of our great moments for young Americans. Our microphone is in the dugout at Dodger Stadium. Talk to our guest, Dodger catcher Doug Camilli. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
I know your father, Dolph Camilli, played first base for the old Dodgers, Doug. Was it your dream also to play with the Dodgers?
Well, not with the Dodgers, no, but turned out I originally signed with the Dodgers and have always been with that organization.
But you were interested in professional baseball.
Well, I was always interested in professional baseball, yes, but which team really had no preference.
Well, your father being a first baseman, how do you end up as a catcher?
Well, I was an infielder until I started college, and a fellow down there that was checking with the Pirates for a couple of years, his name was Jack Shepard. Working with the freshman team there at Stanford and convinced me to become a catcher.
You worked right up through the Dodger organization, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I spent a few years in it, yes, sir. Played in Great Falls, Montana, Reno, Nevada, Green Bay, Atlanta, and finally progressed.
Right into the major. And what about you young men listening? Do you want to progress? Well, if you're a college senior or recent graduate, you're on the threshold of a career. Why not begin that career as an officer in the United States Army? Look forward to great moments in a responsible job where knowledge, intelligence, and leadership will pay you big dividends. Even if you are unable to take ROTC in college, the Army will give you specialized officer training. Talk to your local Army recruiter today. I'm Doug Camilli. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
Great moments for young Americans furnished by the United States Army. And Hugh Downs reminding you that if you're good enough to get in, a proud future can be yours.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Lady Sheriff of Sandy Gulch. Roped and dragged from their horses by two henchmen of the bandit Jeff Dalton as they were riding to the town of Sandy Gulch, Cisco and Pancho were gun-whipped into unconsciousness, then tied securely and left while the two men rode the town. Now, lying on the ground in a little clearing...
Pancho got hit by a freight train.
Oh,
Pancho's head go around like a top.
See, so that's mine. Oh. An effort even to open my eyes.
Oh, those Pancho's. Oh. Pancho remember now, Cisco. Gun whip Cisco and Pancho.
Look at me. I should have known we might be ambushed in that draw.
But Cisco not could know. We not know this country very well, Cisco.
No, it makes no difference. Well, this is a good lesson to me.
Mm-hmm.
This rope is not tight.
Too tight, leg.
This one's tight, Cisco.
Shows this.
Uh-huh. Fine way to justify the lady sheriff's confidence. Taking prisoners like this. And that hombre Jeff Dalton gets here.
You must get on these ropes, Pancho. You must get on these ropes, Pancho.
Pancho like to, but how, Cisco?
Did they take your knife, amigo?
They take the knife, the guns, the everything.
And the only chances for one of us to try and...
stretch this rope enough to get our hands free.
Pancho try. Pancho thinks Cisco so mad. Cisco do it.
I am mad, Pancho.
I want just one thing, amigo, and that is to get free and then find those hombres.
nobody guarding this jail, Badger?
I doubt it. Keep your gun hand ready, Crowfoot.
Yeah.
Let's go. Get ready when I open this door.
Nobody here.
No. Come on, let's get into the cell block. Hey, Jeff. Jeff Dalton.
Yeah, who is it?
Me. Crowfoot, Jeff. Come to get you out of here.
About time somebody got here.
There you are, Jeff. Come on.
Where'd you get that key, Badger?
From the Cisco Kid.
What? Did you say from the Cisco Kid?
Why, sure, Jeff. We roped him and the other one.
We got them both tied up, Jeff, a couple miles from here. That lady sheriff gives Cisco the keys to his jail. He was going to stand guard till she and her husband got back.
You got Cisco, huh? He's just the hombre I want to see. As soon as I leave a note for that lady sheriff saying Cisco let me out of jail.
We sure got that business in Cactus City over with mighty quick, Patricia.
I wanted to get back here as quick as I could, Pee-wee. That's why I hired these horses. Just had a feeling that things might not be right. Well, I don't see any sign of Cisco and Pancho's horses.
Maybe they put them in the corral out back.
Well, maybe, but... Cisco ain't in here.
Well, that's funny.
Short of the cell blocks open. I'll go have a look. Hey, Pee-wee, that slip armor is gone.
Yeah, and here's a note. Listen to this, Patricia. It says, thanks for letting me have the key, Sheriff. It sure helped to let my friend, Jeff Dalton, loose. Signed, the Cisco Kid.
Oh, that's Sidewinder. That's what I get for trusting an hombre I don't know. Come on, Pee-wee. We're going to crush that scoundrel down if I have to follow him clean across the border.
I'm fastening that useless rope.
Cisco, I am having a little better luck, Pancho. As I thought, this rope is new enough to stretch.
One or two more times.
I think I'll be able to free my hand. There, one hand is free, amigo.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno. Now, the other one is free. Uh-huh. The hombre's overlooked the knife I carry in my pocket, Pancho, so I will cut these ropes from my ankle. Mm-hmm. Now, I free you, Pancho. There you are.
Ah, gracias, Cisco, gracias. Do we follow those hombres now, huh?
That is just what we are going to do, Pancho.
Diablo!
Logo!
Easy, boy. Now we will see what it was.
We see, Cisco.
Up, Diablo, check that.
Up, Logo, go now, go! We get to the jail in time to keep that Jeff Gold number in, Cisco.
I doubt if we will, Pancho. I'm hoping that Dalton will ride this way with the other two. Hey, wait, Pancho. Oh, there.
Hold. What do you see? Huh?
Look ahead of us, Chico.
Oh, three riders come this way.
Those are the three we want, Pancho. Come on, let us get off the trail behind these trees. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Loco.
This is just the chance I was hoping for.
We have got guns, Cisco. Those hombres got guns.
That is why we will have to take them by surprise, Pancho. Uh-huh. When they arrive by this spot, we will ride out into them.
See?
And if I can get my hands on that Dalton hombre, perhaps I can get one of his guns.
Pancho tried to get the guns too, Cisco.
I'd rather you confuse those two other hombres, Pancho.
How confuse, Cisco?
Keep Loco plunging among them.
Uh-huh.
Keep their attention until I can take care of Dalton.
Pancho thinks you can take care of that hombre.
We will see. Careful now.
Uh-huh.
Here they come. When I give the word, ride out.
See, Pancho ride out. Confused hombre.
See.
First thing I'm going to do is finish off that Cisco Kid.
Yeah, go help me. You are going to finish me off, are you, hombre? Drag you off that horse. Now, take one of those guns, hombre.
I know you want it. Set him down, boy.
And don't keep down with me. Hey, that gun's over now.
Stop that.
That may be, but how do you like that, Omri? Now, take those guns of yours.
Cisco, look out! Omri got a gun now!
I see him, Pancho!
Bueno, shoot the gun out of the hand, Cisco!
Now, get down off those horses, both of you.
All right. Don't shoot, Cisco.
You, get down.
I'll get you through this, Cisco. Some think I won't.
You are going to have your chance in just one moment. Pancho.
Cisco.
Here, take these guns. Get the guns of these two hombres.
Yeah, Pancho, get them. Put it in the other shoe now, no? All right, Cisco.
Ah, you are the hombre who gun whipped us. You asked for your chance to get at me. You have it now, Quixote, and I hope you will take it.
I sure will.
Very well, hombre. This is for Senor Peewee. This one is for Pancho.
That one rocked him, Cisco.
And finally, this one for me. How about you? You also like to fight?
No, Cisco.
Very well, then. Instead of taking one hombre back to jail, we will take three.
Cisco, here's the lady sheriff. And Senor Peewee.
There.
No.
Oh.
All right, Cisco, get your hands up.
Yeah, you too, Pancho.
Pancho, get the hands up.
Sorry, that double crosses, huh, Cisco?
Ah, you are wrong, Senora Sheriff. If you mean because this Jeff Dalton hombre is free from jail, Pancho and I have not been near the jail.
Well, I got a note right here in your handwriting, Cisco.
Let me see that note, please, Senora. You think that is my handwriting? For a momento. I'll give you a sample, Senora Sheriff.
Well, all right, but...
There. Does this look like the handwriting on that note?
No, but... What do you think, Pee-wee?
I think we'd all better ride back to town, Patricia. We can straighten this all out there.
You are a man of wisdom, Senor Pee-wee. And I can see you are a great help to the Senora. By all means, let us go to the town and take these hombres with us. This time, we will see there is no escaping from that jail.
I have to owe you an apology, Cisco, for doubting you.
No apology is necessary, Senora. You made a natural mistake. And now that we have identified your first prisoner, Jeff Dalton, Pancho and I were right on our way.
Oh, no, Cisco. You ain't going anywhere yet.
But, Senora...
No, I won't hear to it. Maybe I am a lady sheriff, but that don't mean I can't cook.
Cook? Huh? Food? Oh, Pancho hears you, Senora.
Yes, sir. I'm planning to get you two the biggest doggone meal this evening you ever ate. Steak.
Enchiladas.
Hot bread.
Hot bread.
And gooseberry pie.
And a gooseberry pie. Oh, Cisco, we not can go.
You are right, Pancho. We'll accept your kind invitation with many thanks, Senor Sheriff. Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
You have not told me about your cousin-in-law, Porfirio, lately.
No.
How is Porfirio getting along these days?
Oh, Porfirio get along all right, Cisco.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Except he lost two fingers on his hand.
Porfirio lost two fingers?
Si, Cisco, two fingers.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that, amigo. How did it happen?
Well, Porfirio buy a new horse, Cisco.
New horse, si.
And the horse got a bad temper, Cisco.
Si.
And Porfirio want to find out about the horse's teeth.
Si.
So Porfirio put his hand in the horse's mouth to see how many teeth the horse got.
Well, then what happened, Pancho?
The horse closed his mouth to see how many fingers Porfirio got.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
There's the bell, and ladies and gentlemen, we've got a new world champion. Now, how you feeling, Rock?
Oh, great, Howie. 100%. Especially since I gave up the cigarette.
You mean you're totally abstaining from nicotine, Rocky?
The doc said it was either that or get out of the ring.
In other words, Rocky, you decided...
I'd rather fight than smoke.
Kick the habit. Join the Unhooked Generation. This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and death.
Thank you.
again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lang.